Anger and disappointment fills the atmosphere here. Waves of public protests and strikes have been taking place across the country over the past few weeks. Every sector seems to be up in arms. It hasn't been this bad in years. Ghana's currency, the cedi, has been sliding for the past 3 years. This year alone, it has lost a third of its value, driving inflation up, which officially stands at 15%. Add to this, increased taxes, hikes in fuel and utility tariffs, and electricity crisis. It's hurting ordinary people and squeezing businesses. It hasn't always been like this. For the past 10 years, Ghana's economy has been on the rise. Since transitioning to democracy, Ghana has been on a mission to achieve the economic status of its independence contemporaries, Malaysia and Korea. To rein in a runaway economy, in the late 80s, the country embraced the World Bank and International Monetary Fund-sponsored structural adjustments. These steps were boosted by good prices from cheap exports of gold and cocoa. In addition, the country received generous debt relief. In 2011, Ghana achieved a middle income status when it rebased its GDP. The economy was further aided by the discovery of oil. Ghana's strong economic growth has been the envy of its neighbors. In 2012, the International Monetary Fund projected that Ghana's economy grew more than 8%. But it seems the brakes have suddenly come on. This year, Ghana's economy is expected to grow at less than 6%. It may not be a terribly bad rate, but Ghanaians are not happy. Leaders here attribute the current difficulties to a global decline in gold and cocoa prices and a dispute over election results that dragged on for 8 months. But one thing is for sure, Ghanaians are worried by how badly their economy is performing and wonder what it will take to stabilize it and get it on track again.